From the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
We've got some fantastic soccer updates flying at you this episode of Varsity Vibes, kicking off with Division 1, which is highlighted by Corona, Desert Mirage, Roosevelt, Palm Desert, La Quinta, Santiago, Beaumont, and Rancho Mirage. Absolutely packed with teams across Riverside County. However, the Riverside Rampant run of Division 1 was cut short. Corona, La Quinta, Santiago, and Beaumont all eliminated in Round 1. The Panthers lost 1-0 to Canyon in their first game. La Quinta fell 3-1 to Rialto. Santiago knocked out 4-2 versus Fontana, and Beaumont shut out 2-0 versus Sultana. Half the field out after opening games. In Round 2, the teams that survived did not thrive. Palm Desert's run was cut short 1-0 by Servite. Roosevelt was outmatched 3-1 by Santa Monica. And lastly, Rancho Mirage was upset 3-1 by Sultana to eliminate all 8 of the Division 1 teams in the county. Bumping down to Division 2, Riverside also had a bundle of teams with Shadow Hills, Valley View, Norte Vista, Temecula Valley, and Vista Murrieta. After the first round, half remained. Valley View lost 5-2 to Oak Hills, and Vista Murrieta fell 3-0 to Norte Vista. Going into Round 2, Shadow Hills lost a close one 2-1 versus Downey, and Norte Vista lost 2-1 to Culver City. And Temecula Valley, who had won league for the first time in 19 years, matched up with Patriot in a fantastic game that went past regulation, and Patriot would knock out the Golden Bears eventually, wrapping up Riverside County's run in Division 2. Division 3 was short and not so sweet for Murrieta Valley and Hillcrest. The only two teams in the bracket fell in Round 2 by a score of 4-1 and 1-0, respectfully, in their games. In Division 4, Hemet fell in penalties after a 2-2 regulation score to Lakewood, eliminating the county from Division 4. And Division 5 was also a one-off with Linfield Christian, falling 3-3 to Santa Ana Valley in Round 2. Coachella Valley is on a nice run, however, in the quarterfinals in Division 6, making their way past San Jacinto Valley and Beverly Hills, while Indio fell in Round 2 to Ontario Christian. So that's it for all the teams that made the playoffs in Riverside County. Only one remains in boys soccer, and that is Coachella Valley. Only time will tell if they can be the lone team to bring home gold in 2026, as the rest of the field is done with. We would like to now welcome a chance to talk to one of the coaches of these playoff teams, the Rancho Mirage Rattlers, with head coach Carlos Calixto. Welcome on to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It is absolutely fantastic to have you. So this season, coach, you are the 16th ranked soccer team in all of Southern California. You finished 15-1. You won the Desert Empire League. How has this team been able to be so successful so far this season?
I will say, there's a combination of factors. To start, the seniors have been playing varsity level since they were freshmen. And as they grow, their soccer skills and the mental part of it, obviously it's clicking at the right time in their case. The rest of the team, the majority does play high level club soccer, which helps a lot. And on the other side, it's the hardest part for me to about a team is finding that chemistry, finding that the group, the team buys into the system I would like to impose. There's always a few kids here and there fighting it. That's not happening this year, and it's great to see. And you know what I mean? Aside from that, we continue to talk about being mentally prepared, that the skills is just part of the game, but the mental aspect is, it's a huge contributor. And then we set goals, and then we'll go one game at a time without disrespecting or overlooking at any team. And we'll just go at it. We have great days, but we also have the not so good days, and we try to find a way to pull it off.
You mentioned that most of the players on your team have been playing varsity soccer for all 4 years. So when you talked about how important the mental game is as well, I'm sure over those 4 years, they're able to really learn how to stay focused on that mental game and not get distracted. And like you mentioned, not overlooking any sort of opponents that you have coming up on the schedule.
Exactly. And being mentally ready to compete and understanding the difference of what certain movement or playing as a team versus playing an individual game makes all the difference in the world. That comes with age and settling in on a much better comfort zone for them to execute. And that's what's happening, really. The younger guys learn from the senior. The senior really tried to get them involved as much as possible. I have freshmen in the team, and they get to learn with the guys that are competing at a high level, which is great.
So how good the team has been this year, obviously, you guys have taken it one game at a time, and you have won a lot of those one game at a time moments. Has the added success and high rankings and now expectations potentially for this team added any sort of pressure on you or the players? And if so, how have you guys handled that?
The pressure is there. It's the biggest part of my thinking going into the following day of a game, questioning whether the boys are not overlooking or not prepare mentally. So we do film. We have great tools. We talked about it. We understand what's at stake. We also recognize what happened to us in the previous seasons, even though we had a good team. Especially for the seniors, this is the last chance they have to kind of go to it and make it the best they can make it. Well, at the end of the day, again, the chemistry kind of pops big time, and we're enjoying what's happening.
Definitely important to enjoy such a great run that you guys are on currently. And speaking of how successful the team has been, obviously everybody's goal to an extent at the beginning of the season is to win and to win a CIF championship. What was a goal that this team really set for themselves specifically heading into this season that has now become so successful?
I talked about or mentioned before, it's the discipline into putting the commitment and participation to the fullest. So I will say this year the percentage has been much higher than previous years. And so that's in itself a huge factor for us. They're eager to come. They're eager to participate. They have fun doing it. So we kind of try to mix it up here and there. So it's not all about business per se, right? So yeah, that's the goal, was to set the environment in the proper spot and go from there.
So definitely setting that kind of team culture that has led to such great chemistry and all these wins that you guys have been able to rattle off throughout the season. Only one loss is incredibly impressive, as well as coming home with the league championship as well. You mentioned that the chemistry was a goal in building that culture. So for you as a coach, why is it that you feel like it's important that you come back and you coach these kids? And why is it important to you to be a coach of a high school team?
I grew up playing since I was 8 years old. I learned the discipline of the sport, what the commitment is all about. I learned to compete for my spot. Back in my days, there was no in and outs, right? Once you stop out, you're done, pretty much. That's how I learned it. And getting these boys prepare, help them understand that as you learn a sport that you love, that's what we want to think, that they love the sport. That's why they participate, right? They get to learn the other side of it, that discipline, right? And so that's going to take them farther in life outside high school. And if we can get that point across the board and they take it, they'll do good no matter what they do. And that's a great thing to be part of, right? We build some incredible memories along the way.
It's definitely about those memories too. You want to hold on to those moments where you're able to look back, and especially I'm sure with this team, a lot of these seniors are definitely going to remember how spectacular their own senior year was and how they've been able to get closer with their teammates, putting that as an importance and discipline and chemistry and stuff to prepare them for outside of soccer, I'm sure is something that they'll carry with them for a long time.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking for. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, and I know you have your first round game of the playoffs coming up soon. And yeah, is there a certain expectation or message that you're giving your team going into these playoffs?
We played our first game last night. We won 2-1. It was a very tough game. We were able to pull it off. So we're going into film this afternoon after school. The message is pretty much they know what's at stake. They know it. We know go home. And we're not always going to play up to our abilities because the nature of the sport, right? It's a game and anybody. As long as we are not going to regret tomorrow that I could have done this or I could have done that, right? Every ball has to be the championship ball. Every ball has to be nothing. We go all in. As long as we do that, we have to say at the end of the game, if we lose, the other team was better. They deserve to take the win, and we chin up and move on. And it's part of life.
That another, as you just mentioned, it's part of life. That's like another message that it seems you're teaching your team of like, aside from you take other things from soccer, it's you learn how to take a potential loss and you know how to have like respect for the other team and those kind of things.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, you're in the playoffs right now. We want to wish you the best of luck going forward as well in these playoffs and taking time out of the busy schedule to hop on and talk to us for a few minutes.
Thank you so much again for the invitation.
And thank you, Coach Clixto, for jumping on Varsity Vibes this week. And we invite you to jump on next week as well to join us. I am Luke Lamont on the United American Network for Varsity Vibes.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.